Nolte, Fox News holds steady as viewers flee CNN and MSNBC by double digits in July. By John Nolte on July 31, 2019. Another month, another disastrous ratings performance for far-left, fake news outlet CNN. Throughout the month of July, KNLO was not even able to attract an average of 800,000 primetime viewers. Thanks to a double-digit drop in viewers, an 11% collapse when compared to this same month last year, KNLO's average total primetime viewership in July was a pathetic and hilarious 797,000. MSNBC also saw a double-digit 10% erosion in primetime viewers but was still able to nearly double KNLO with 1.5 million primetime viewers. For those of you who believe this drop in viewership might have something to do with summer and fewer people being interested in watching cable news, I give you Fox News, which actually increased its primetime viewership by 1% with 2.438 million primetime viewers. So, yes, Fox News earns more primetime viewers than MSNBC and KNLO combined. Total primetime viewers. Fox, 2.438 million. MSNBC, 1.5 million. KNLO, 797,000. Throughout the day, things were not much better, especially for KNLO, which was only able to attract an average of 557,000 viewers, which represents a 13% collapse when compared to the same month last year. MSNBC slipped 7% to earn 852,000 average viewers throughout the day. Once again, Fox News grew its audience by 1% with 1.378 million viewers throughout the day, which nearly adds up to MSNBC's and KNLO's total day viewership. Total day viewers. Fox, 1.378 million. MSNBC, 852,000. KNLO, 557,000. Across the board, younger viewers, those in the 25 to 54 age demo, are tuning out in large numbers, but, again, it is KNLO that is seeing the most erosion, a drop of 32% in primetime and total day. MSNBC lost 28% of its demo viewers and 32% in total day. The Fox News Channel's losses were not nearly as bad, 15% in primetime and 11% in total day. 25 to 54 demo viewers, primetime slash total day. Fox, 378,000 237,000. MSNBC, 222,000 125,000. KNLO, 201,000 131,000. Even in the 25 to 54 age demo, Fox News is nearly delivering what MSNBC and KNLO are combined. Gee, I'm old enough to remember when all the smart people told us Fox News was doomed because demographics are destiny and Fox News viewers are all old and will start dying. But this was just another ignorant media talking point from ignorant elitists who fail to grasp the fact that as people age, they become more conservative. After all, the so-called Woodstock generation votes overwhelmingly Republican, something they didn't do in 1969. Duh. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.